when officers went to Washington County to interview Brandon Moore in relation to the Pepe's robbery, he had noticeably lost weight from December when he had he had been involved in that incident, and the detectives were able to say that he was really close in similarity to the ones that were perpetrated the Ready to Go and the Oaks Food Mart robbery. And so that's what got them started to looking. I mean, there were some other things that had them looking at him anyway, but that really kind of sealed the deal, along with the third party who had kind of given them some information that led them to be able to make that arrest.
The third party reference to the person who told investigators that he drove Mr. Moore to the Clay community?
Yes. The person that was gave us that information, after it was publicized that we were looking for Brandon Moore, he decided he wanted to try and get out of town. So he solicited some assistance in doing that, and then that person assisted us.
What sort of information has been received by investigators to identify Moore with the restaurant robbery as well as the two convenience store robberies?
It initially started with an anonymous tip giving us Brandon Moore's name. He was then put in a lineup and shown to employees at the Pepe's. We had multiple people there who had picked him out of that lineup, and then we were also able to take that information and kind of help us with the other cases as well.
Presuming the investigation's continuing, any other possible conspirators in any of the three robberies?
At this time, the investigation isn't completely closed. They always have to finalize their details. They always look at the possibility of being multiple people involved. So at this time, it's, continuing to be investigated, but there are no other charges pending at this time.
And there are some other convenience store robberies and some other retail robberies, both in Bryan and College Station. Any association to Mr. Moore in the cases that are still open?
At this time, we do not have any information that connects them to the other cases that you're referring to. I'm assuming were last year. We haven't had any other ones here recently. Those were the last three, and he was connected to those three.